Now, let's move on down here. This is very interesting. Here in chapter 1, verse 12, Song of Solomon, it says, "While the king sitteth at his table, my spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof." Now, that's a very interesting statement that is made for us here. I think that we probably ought to make a change or two here. While the king sitteth at his table, some have attempted to translate it, while he's on his circuit, that is, while he's out going through the kingdom. And some have rendered it while he's at his banquet. And I think that probably the best translation that could be given of this, and that's where all of these new translations seem to me fall so far short. They don't get down to get the spiritual meaning. It's really while the king sitteth at his round table. That's the circuit that's here. And the round table, you see, is where he either sits or reclines with his guests around the banquet table. And you remember that this is the time that he brings in here all of these invited guests. And when he was born, you remember there came these wise men out of the east, and they brought gifts to him, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And they came there. Then the shepherds came down from the hilltop. And it was Milton who put it like this about the wise men. "See how from far upon the eastern road the star-led wizards haste with odors sweet. O run, prevent them with thy humble ode, and lay it lowly at his blessed feet. Have thou the honor first thy Lord to greet." And so they were the first ones. And David put it like this. He says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." And this is his round table where he brings in his own. Are you sitting at that table today? You have an invitation. He sent out an invitation to the highways and byways. And there was a little old boy down in southern Oklahoma, tow-headed fella. Nobody thought even to talk to him. But he got the invitation, and thank God I accepted it. May I say to you, and I've been sitting at his table for a long, long time. And he says today to you, if you're not there, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I'll come into him, I'll sup with him, and he with me." Say, why don't you sit at the round table? Sir Lancelot may have sat at King Arthur's round table. That's nothing compared to this round table. And he says here, "My spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof." This is the fragrance of Christ's life, by the way. How wonderful it is. How glorious it is. And this is the fragrance that should be in our lives today by association with him. And I should say, I think the Lord's Supper is a very important service. If it's just a form and ritual with you, well, forget it. I have quite a few letters. A lady from down in Miami, Florida wrote, she said, "You know, I'd never heard anyone say that they said to the Lord Jesus, 'I love you.'" And she said, "I'd never said it, but I loved him." And she said, "Ever since then, I heard you say that morning and noon and night, I'm making up for lost time. I tell him that I love him." And she said, "You know, the Word of God has taken on a new color, a new meaning." May I say to you, this is wonderful, the fragrance of it today. And these are things that we need today.